News Talk Saturday.
There are brighter evenings, even rising temperatures. Yesterday, good day. I was out in Wicklow briefly myself. Absolutely bammy for a period, but 2 hours or so. So lots of people changing their lifestyle as we go into the rest of the year. They've been sort of hiding away in a cave almost in January and February because it was so damp and wet. And they're also changing their food intake, maybe experimenting a little bit more on the cookery front as we go through spring. And joining me here in studio to discuss what you might do food-wise, what you might cook up as things get a little bit brighter and more optimistic, is Gerry Devlin, owner of the Dublin Cookery School. Gerry, you're very welcome along.
Morning, Emmett. How are you?
Not too bad. Well, I'm very good since those who are on the radio can't see. We have a wonderful panoply of food here. We've got do you want to just run through briefly
what's in front of me? Yeah, of course. And I mean, it's absolutely, because we like winter time and we're in with stews and braises and we're kind of keeping the head down a little bit. So lovely this morning, the sun's out and it's kind of showcasing vegetables. You know, so good to have a varied diet, get it balanced up and to do kind of interesting things. We don't just have to put the carrots and the broccoli in a pot and boil them away. So let's put a few twists on them. That's what we did today. So
walk me through a few.
Yeah, 100%. So we're showcasing a bit of aubergine here, a little Middle Eastern kind of theme. So it's roasted aubergine on a char grill, get a lovely and soft mix, a little bit of Greek yogurt, pomegranate molasses, touch of garlic, some herbs through there. We have some roasted butternut squash and a bit of coriander and lots of seeds, mixed seeds, great for a bit of protein and fiber and, you know, textures and all that sort of stuff. And a little bit different. It's a great dip, even little breads.
There's a real tang to that, isn't there? Yeah,
oh, yeah, really. It gets a twist. And then even showcasing a bit of the stem broccoli, you know. So using the stem of broccoli, turning into a slow red cabbage, all that purple sprouting broccoli in season at the moment, the red cabbage, some pistachios. We have a bit of maple and soy and a bit of citrus in there. So something like that. It's great. You know, that's a daytime dish, or it goes great with you know.
You just keep talking. I'll just keep eating.
You keep eating. But it's like,
fair swap.
It's like twisted up. But the more we tried, more variety in the diet is really what we want. What we love to do in a school, say, you know, it's adding to the food as hell. You know, the more you get into your diet, the better you're going to be.
I have like a jar of red cabbage in the press at the moment. But if you just take it out of the jar, it's a bit, you know, it's a bit lifeless.
Yeah,
so what do you need to do?
Not
with
as much fun.
The aubergine and the, like, what do you need to do with all these things to give them life?
100%. What we love to do is buy it whole fresh. And that's a great thing. A red cabbage could probably make about 4 meals. It lasts for ages in the bottom of the fridge. And that's just like cutting off a segment of it, grating it, grate that carrot that you have down the end. Couple of pantry ingredients. You know, your pistachios are there. Bit of citrus, maple syrup, soy, make a dressing, toss it together. And it's the stems of broccoli. So all those pieces that we're used to throwing in the compost bin, grate that up as well. It's full of goodness. Get it all in there, throw it around the bowl. That's great. Even for the frozen pizza night, we all have one of those. A bowl of that on the side makes it all worthwhile. Lots of extra goodness there.
So what I do is I have my vegetables and then I have a few spices in the spice rack. But it's still a little bit, you know, here's a bit of paprika on it, here's a bit. It just doesn't.
I know, it's the spices.
So what am I missing?
The spices that hide in the cupboard.
Yeah,
I know,
you know.
There's great skits about that. But like this one with the aubergine, like that's butternut squash cut into wedges. And that's just a little bit of olive oil and that's your coriander, ground coriander. Tossed together, thrown in the oven. That's just thrown in the oven for about 30 minutes. It gets nice and charry. And that's like, that's
there's a real charry taste of it.
Yeah, and it's like getting those little bit of black bits in there. They really add, they get all that caramelization and flavor out. So it's like, and it's like into that dip. It's nice and decadent. And it's like, you know, something like that when it's thrown up, it doesn't look like, your typical vegetables on the side. That's nearly a main dish.
Now, you have dishes over here that look a little bit like a croissant, but they're not. So just talk me through
this
one.
They're paprikas, so we're showcasing a bit of aubergine in there and a little bit of feta cheese. And we've just wrapped them in a little puff pastry, some sesame seeds on top. They're little paprikas. Wrapped up. There's kind of a Middle Eastern stable diet, or loads of different varieties. So it's again using up what's in the fridge, wrapping it in puff pastry. We've done a little butter bean tabbouleh on the side of that. So it's buttered can of butter beans, again full of goodness, tomato courgette, a little bit of lemon juice.
Legumes, this is the rage, isn't it? Everyone loves legumes.
Yeah, and it's just, again, variety. So it's what we're adding to our food rather than what we're taking away. So the more different ingredients we can get in there, the more vegetables, the more you get your hands on, the better off you're going to be.
Right, lots of people already texting in about food for this time of the year. I'll come on to the questions, but a lot of people say you should cook towards the seasons. So what's good now as we head into March? Like tick a few boxes for us of what we would cook at this stage of the year.
It's the tough time now. So it's kind of like that February. We're going to be seeding soon. So what can we get? Cauliflower is good now. We've done a little cauliflower dish there. The hardier herbs, the kales and the cabbages, they're still good. We have a little garden in Wicklow there that we're dabbling in for the school. We've still got beetroots and leeks in the garden from last year and onions. So we're still grabbing those for kind of restaurant nights. And they're still really good. Leeks are really nice. You can do so many different things with leeks. And we forget what one ingredient can give us a multitude of dishes. And then, of course, we're going to be looking forward to what's going to be sold. Like, you know, the carrots, the turnips, they're all there, the celeriacs. And it's like we don't have to think of those as a winter veg. You know, where we're grazing them, we're turning them into fritters, we're turning them into slaws. We can have lots of fun with them, you know.
I'm eating quite fast here because I need to talk to you at the same time. So if I happen to choke on a piece of food, you will have to take over, Jerry. Okay.
Cauliflower is one of those really meaty vegetables. It's full of goodness, lots of protein in there, lots of
and it takes spice
C.
as well. It takes flavour well, doesn't it?
100%. It soaks it up.
In a way, it's bland itself, but it allows then space for the flavours, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Works really well on the char grill as well. That one there is just roasted in the oven with a little bit of stock or water even. We made a labneh for that. So that's hanging some Greek yogurt overnight and we put some za'atar through it and just jazzed it up with a little bit of grated tomato. But again, it's a little side vegetable dish. It's just adding a little twist to something we all know.
Okay, Jerry, let's take a few queries from our audience who have very busy and packed lives, starting with this texter who is having a dinner party for 8 people. There are a few vegetarians, there are a few vegans, and there are a few meat eaters. So are you just better to separate them into 3 different groups and cook for the 3? Or is there something that could bring them all together? Difficult, right?
Well, I suppose this is a showcase that I'm a big believer in family style. So cooking for a living and plating is very stressful, trying to put food on a plate for everybody. So I'm a big believer in family side dishes. You know, there's nothing wrong with some sort of char grill piece of meat that you put on a platter with a nice salsa verde over. But, you know, showcasing vegetables in a big platter in the middle of the table, any of these dishes is a perfect example of that, with big spoons in them, a bit of char grilled bread, you know, potatoes, 100 different ways you can do them. But get them all in the middle so it doesn't have to be, you know, they're not separate. It's all part of the balanced diet.
Now, another person saying, I like to do barbecue. I personally think it's a little bit optimistic as we head into March for a barbecue. But nevertheless, looking ahead for the rest of the year, he or she says, what makes me think barbecues is he. But anyway, barbecues, I normally do steaks and burgers, etc. But what would work with vegetables on a barbecue?
Yeah, well, we're
is it corn on the cob and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, well, there's loads of different things you can do with vegetables. We are big believers in cooking on coal. We love cooking on coal in the school. And we cook all year round on coal. We love the South American. We have different themes in barbecues. South American one showcases vegetables extraordinarily. You know, by cooking vegetables, whole vegetables on the ambers, for example. So you have that little bit. Now, you can obviously do it on a gas barbecue, no problem. But the onions go in there, the courgettes, the aubergines, you actually put them on the side of where the coals are. And then they get meltingly sweet and tender. The butternut squashes, the sweet potatoes, all these kind of root vegetables work brilliantly.
Yeah, like I find, take courgettes, they're either too watery and damp, or else they shrivel up and turn the other way. It's very hard to get it. You have to be very careful with vegetables, unlike meat, which you can give it a full lash and it still tastes okay. With vegetables, if you swing over either side, it's trouble, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But the trick is don't cut them up. Cook them whole. So if you leave them whole.
I've been cutting courgettes for years. Now you tell me.
There we go. It's very hard. Like they do dehydrate and they shrink. They concentrate in flavour, which is great.
I was told to put a little bit of salt over them. That dries them out, but maybe not.
Yeah, well, I mean, seasoning is a different story. We're always trying to balance acids, sugars and salts to enhance flavour, right? Keep that courgette whole. You can even wrap it in a bit of tin foil if you're a bit nervous of it. But we love to leave it nice and close to those coals. They get that lovely char. And then you just pull apart. Again, a little salsa, a little pesto over that then. And it transforms the dish.
Now, come on to desserts. We have a lot of people texting in dessert. They seem to be well covered and well accommodated with the main course and starters. But they're struggling with a dessert that makes a bit of an impact and a bit of a statement. You have one in here today. talk us through that one and then what might be, you know, a possible learning for our listeners.
Yeah, well, this one's a courgette cake. So we all know carrot cake. You can use vegetables.
It looks like a carrot cake.
It looks like a carrot cake. It's full of courgettes and pecans in this one. Wow. But your cake, the usual suspects. A little bit of oil in there rather than butter and the flour, a little bit of raising agent. We've made a buttercream icing there, but with a little bit of coconut milk instead and sharded coconut
that
we just
had.
Isn't it good?
Oh, man.
Yeah, and it's just using things a bit differently. We're so kind of boxed into what we know. It's kind of expanding that, taking a few risks and just going for it. Just use a bit of confidence. Have fun in the kitchen. That's what it's about.
Because I think a lot of meat eaters think one of the reasons they don't want to leave meat eating is because they like their meat, right? Which is understandable. But also because they think the vegetables are not going to be very tasty. But you've absolutely confounded that with this stuff. I mean, there's a lot more flavour here than you'd get in any meat dish.
Yeah, we absolutely love one of our heroes, school Francis Malman from Argentina. If you ever get a chance to watch what he does on vegetables, it's showcasing the brilliance of them. Anything coming out of the ground is just should be really cherished.
Now, one of the strange things about sort of broccoli and cauliflower and all the rest of it is a lot of Indian food, which a lot of people take, they don't really have. Like they haven't done much broccoli. It's a bit more of a new arrival into that particular part of the world. So a lot of people are still catching up on using that as an ingredient for curries and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what's fun to do? We do it at school the whole time just for a snack. The tender stem broccolis are great. The purple sprouting, as I said, they're in season right now. A dry wok, no oil. Get your broccoli in there. Just trim it, trim off any little gnarly bits at the end of the stem. Throw them. You can slice them in half long ways. Throw them into the wok. Dry wok, char them. Finish them with a touch of sesame seed oil and a very little bit touch of mold and sea salt. And oh my God, it's amazing what it will do. Just the vibrance, all that flavour. We lose a lot of flavour when we're cooking in boiling water, you know? So think a bit differently about them.
Yeah, I mean, one of the other problems I have as somebody who eats a lot of vegetables is you go to your local store, particularly, yes, in January and February, and there's just not a whole lot there.
Yeah.
And I know you're in a totally different world in the Dublin Cookery School, but for us mere mortals,
yeah, but
you can't get the stuff.
I do the weekly shopping.
You go down to,
I know exactly.
And I'm
going to
name them all: Aldi, Lidl, Tesco, Super Value, the whole lot.
Yeah.
You go in there in a January or February, and there is nothing there. Yeah. There's probably some kind of shrunken cucumber and a few radishes, maybe.
Yeah, it's,
and outside of that, you can't get the stuff.
Yeah, and it's the same. I'm a big believer in fish as well. Having a good fishmonger and a butcher, and having people in your life. I know we're so busy, and it's really hard to find time. You know. But, you know, I'm lucky. I'm in Wicklow. I have an amazing little grocer. When I go to find like interesting varieties of vegetables to put a little twist on the dishes, of course, we need all the kind of cupboard ingredients that we need week to week. But little bits and bobs can be exciting. So if you can get these people in your life, you get to know them. Like they're real. That's supporting Irish people. They're craft people. They're really knowledgeable about what they do.
So one final time, will you go whip around the dishes again? Because lots of our listeners want to know just what have you cooked with the vegetables?
Sure,
and so
I'll put this up on our Instagram afterwards so you can have a look at that. But the aubergine, it's a roasted aubergine, so char grilled aubergine, and it's pureed up with a little bit of Greek yogurt, pomegranate molasses, a bit of garlic in there. And then we have little wedges of that butternut squash that have been roasted in coriander sitting on lots of seeds, some herbs on top, like loads of ingredients in that. We obviously have the slaw with the broccoli stems. We have the barricas with the puff pastry, the butterbean tabbouleh. Showcasing the cauliflower, we're having a bit of fun making our own little yogurt out of that, you know.
And which one of these is the most complex to cook?
You know what?
I mean, the cauliflower looks straightforward, but maybe I'm wrong.
I'd be a big believer in if you do something once or twice, complexity disappears. You know what you're doing. All of a sudden you breeze
through. You haven't been in my kitchen.
I know a good cookery school.
Tell you, it's bad. You know, it is bad. You know, everything I just do, it just doesn't quite work out. I'm one of those people. It's edible, but it's just like, why is this not like they do it in a restaurant or a cookery school?
I know, it's hard. And it's a lot of the time, it's just working neat and tidy and one thing at a time. And just a few little skills can really, really help you out when it comes to, shouldn't be daunting. Cooking should be an enjoyable task. It should be relaxing.
And Jerry, how big is it to get the balance of the spices right? Or is it that big at all? Because I just find whether it's coriander or thyme or paprika, it doesn't seem to make much difference. So am I doing something wrong?
It's hard, but remember, a lot of dry spices need moisture to cook out. So when we're making curries, when we put in dry spices, that's going to suck in as much moisture as you can get your hands on. So little dashes of water, if you're making your curries, that gives it space to breathe, rehydrate and come alive. If you don't do that, you'll have raw spices, which is the grainy taste sometimes you get off them. So again, they need moisture, they need a little heat and time to cook out. So there's techniques.
And a lot
to
of it's like one tablespoon versus one teaspoon. I'm always kind of going, does any of this matter?
Yeah,
some people just do it to their own taste, right?
100%, but like fresh, we buy our spices whole. roast them off, pestle and mortar, grind them to order, okay. And it's a big difference.
Listen, Jerry, thank you very much for coming in. Love the food. I'll definitely meet again because it really worked. Jerry Devlin is the owner of the Dublin Cookery School.
News Talk Saturday.